Hey, to be honest, I did not expect you to show up. Well, usually when someone puts in, "I'm interested," on a Facebook invite, it's usually a way of saying, "No thanks." Get in, it's getting a bit nipply outside. And give me a hug. Wow, you are extremely warm though. What? Are spooky goth girls not allowed to hug? I'm a bit relieved and a bit sad, to be honest. Everyone talks a big game about liking horror movies, but then you have a horror movie night in October, and everyone makes themselves scarce. If you don't like horror movies, then why did you show up? Oh, well, that's nice of you. Listen, I think I'm just going to cut this as a loss and just curl up with some wine. I just planned on ordering pizza or something when people got here, and oh, I mean, yeah, I'd like that. Okay, twist my arm, why don't you? Oh, God, oh, God. I did not mean literally, but I like how you think. Oh, just surprise me with whatever you're ordering. At least I won't have to drink a whole batch of sangria by myself. Let's get spooky. Do you want to sit next to me instead of all the way over there? Well, in case you get scared. Oh no, I am going to love every fucking minute of this. Just don't spill any of the sangria if you have a jump scare. Oh, this one has plenty of them. You did better on the third movie than the first two. I'm actually a little disappointed. You only flinched three times during that movie. Yep, three times. I counted. Well, there was the one in the beginning. You slightly squeezed my arm at one point during a scary scene. And you did a slight jump at an odd moment, like you were expecting a jump scare that didn't happen. Don't lie. Oh, so you were just trying to comfort me, and then you realized that I was just excited by the movie. Well, what if I told you that my breath was quickening, not because of the movie, but because I was enjoying your twitches and flinches, and I thought you were gonna do it again. I mean, I've seen these movies already. I was just excited feeling you jump while I was cuddled with you. Well, you know, even spooky bitches like to cuddle on occasion. Come here. You know, I don't think the steak I had tonight was bloody enough. Ooh, fuck. Make that noise again. Do you have a biting thing? Well, I'm a vampire. You didn't notice my teeth? Wait, are you drunk? Hi? Okay, look, just in case things get too out of hand, sangria is going to be the escape word. Hey, one of us might suddenly get weirded out, but I do not want to confuse a no, but keep going with a no, fucking stop. See what's on my finger? I left my mark on you, and it's currently oozing blood. Yum. That's why you might need me to stop. You're pinned down. I guess spooky chicks are pretty strong, huh? Yes, I'm gothic. Why? Ah, so I'm goth thick. I like that. Make me drunk with your words that are the flavor of mulled wine. Vampire, succubus, whatever the hell you want to call me, it does not matter. I am going to get mine. Keep your hands to yourself. You need permission since you're bad. Showing up with false pretenses? Staying when you thought you could take advantage of a poor, lonely goth girl? Did I tell you that you could speak? No, not ma'am. That makes me feel old. No! My lady makes me feel like you're a hipster. Ooh, you're obsidian queen. That's a little bit too grandiose for a guy that just wants to nail a goth girl. Worshipping me from afar? Okay, Sangria. Look, dude, I am going to wind up fucking you tonight. You do not have to pretend that you want more than just a good time. Sangria. Look, I appreciate you being a gentleman and not mauling me during the movies. So let me reward that in my own way, okay? Feel free to talk about how sexy you think I am physically, though. Quiet. Save the serious feelings for the morning. Yes, or if I send you to the emergency room due to blood loss, it wouldn't be the first time. Now, describe why you think your obsidian queen is goth thick. Yep, I love my thighs. I do 100 squats each morning to keep them nice and big. Your goth thick queen has to work for some of this body. Oh, interesting. You've dreamed of being smothered. I wonder if you'll still feel like that if you think your dick is gonna get bitten off. You wouldn't stop me if I went and straddled your face like this? I never wear underwear in my own home, by the way. Do you like what you see still? Do you still want me to smother you? What if I turned around and sat on your face? What if I made sure you continued to do a good job by taking your cock in my teeth and... No! I don't think you have a say in the matter, peasant. I... Do not interrupt me again. As I was saying... I don't think there's anything you can say to make me change my mind otherwise. Is that right, peasant? Interesting. Well, let's see how you do. Do you get the reward of watching me take your cock in my mouth, looking you in the eyes? Or do you just get to feel the fangs only? No, you can't use your hands yet. They need to remain at your side until you show that you will not talk back. Do you like that? Do you like how I grind my hips down on you and your tongue? Oh, don't stop now. You need to do a good job, as I said.
Oh, you are so getting punished for hiding this thing from me all this time. If you don't want to come, you are going to have to make me come first. That's it. Oh God, you keep growing. It is so hot and warm. I am going to make you come so hard just to show that you don't really want what you asked for. That's it, faster. Oh yeah, use those lips on my clit. Ah, right there, yeah, right there. Of course I'm grinding my pussy down on your face. You may want to use your hands now and... Oh, shit. Good peasant. Pull me down harder to your mouth. That's it. That's it. Fuck. Oh, shit. Fuck, you were doing such a good job. Ooh. I'm sorry I might kill you, though, because... Oh, fuck. If you keep doing that, I might just squirt. And then I'll ride your face until I pass out. Ah, oh, I'm sorry I have to kill you. Fuck. Oh, I'm coming, I'm coming. Take it all, you peasant. Oh, yeah. Drink all my juices. Take my pussy. Oh, all over your face. Oh, fuck, fuck. Taking advantage of your lips, your chin, your nose. Oh, I am not gonna let go of your head. Mm-mm. Oh, fuck. My thighs are locked around your head so tight. Fuck, I just keep coming on your face. Yeah, yeah, squeeze my fucking thighs. Yeah, you can't pull them apart, can you? I told you I worked them out, motherfucker. Ooh. Mm-mm. No, I said I was gonna fucking kill you. If you keep on making me come, I am going to keep on drenching your face. Oh, goddamn, goddamn. Jesus fucking Christ. Keep doing that, keep doing that. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Okay, stop. Stop. I said stop. I swear I will rip your balls off if you don't.
No, it's about fucking obeying me. When I tell you to stop, it does not mean to be a brat and keep going. No, when I use that word, it means there's a safety issue. Feelings are a safety issue. Now that we got that clarification out of the way, stand up. Take off your clothes. All of them. I'm taking mine off too. Sit down. Ooh, your lap makes a good throne for your queen. Now look, this does not slide in me without my permission. You understand, peasant? Yeah. I'll also accept your majesty. I'm sorry that I really took a bite out of your neck. We're gonna have to clean that up later. But it tastes so nice and coppery. I need to taste other parts of your body. Your chest. Your tummy. Your thighs. You jumped worse than the first movie with that bite. Look at me while I bite your balls. Oh, didn't think I'd do this, huh? You look so horrified. Okay, let me just grab one with my fangs. You know, my fangs drew blood on your neck. I probably don't have to give that much pressure. Oh, that visible gulp of horror was so worth it. Now I think this is what you wanted to see, though. These fangs grazing over your cock. Do you feel that? I hope you aren't a whiner. These fangs make it almost impossible to have a toothless blowjob. But I'll make it very wet. Do you like how my fangs lightly drag down on your cock? I am so loving this horrified look on your face while blowing you. I could easily just bite you off at the base with these fangs. Just like this. I fucking love this. Now I felt your balls start to twitch. You are not allowed to come until I say so. I'm gonna get my pound of flesh out of you. If I bite right here, I can make you bleed to death. How does that sound? I love the fact that I could straight up kill you and you're like, yes, your majesty. Come for me. Come for your goth thick queen. Spray it right in my mouth so it can drip down from my fangs. Oh, wow. I did not expect that last jet on my face. You came a lot in my mouth, peasant. Was it everything you ever imagined? Follow me, peasant. And this is where the magic happens. Oh, don't groan. Even goths get to be cliche. Look, you have permission to do whatever you need to get hard again. But you have to tell me as soon as you're hard. Yeah, that's it. Right there on my neck. I am not going to break. You can bite harder than that. Are you chicken? Afraid of making me bleed my own... Fuck. Finally! Well, you don't have fangs like I do. Mine are made to allow me to bite down hard. Fuck yes, squeeze my tits. They are so fucking neglected. Everyone wants a goth, thick girl with large tits and doesn't even know how to handle them. Fuck yeah. That's right, don't be gentle with them. Oh, be careful doing that. You do not want to twist the bar out. Bite the other one. Oh, harder. Harder. Your tongue is so good on them. Oh, slapping my tits, huh? Harder. Yes, yeah, spank them red. Nice. Maybe if you're still a good boy, I'll let you fuck them. God damn. Holy shit. Tell me that you're hard. Good. Fucking wreck me. Bitch, I said what I said. If you try to be gentle with me, this will be a one-night stand. Got it? You already twisted my arm, and now you're gonna make my womb twist with your cock. Oh, yeah! Yeah. Ooh, fuck me. Fuck me, fuck me. Oh, yeah. Fuck your queen how she wants to be fucked. Is this as hard as you can fuck? Harder. Faster. You like that, don't you? You like my legs gripping around you, grabbing your hips with my thighs as I fuck you back. Give me your cock. Show me that I own your fucking cock now. That it will pleasure only me or whoever I decide can use it. I fucking said what I said. Oh yeah, just like that. Fucking split me in half. Feel that? That is my pussy eating your fucking cock. Ooh, it wants your fucking cum. Feel how tight it is? I'm gonna try not to bite it off with my cunt. But it wants to come first. You like this, don't you? My legs holding onto you for dear life while you fuck me. Watching my titties bounce as you slam into me. You. Did you just tell me to shut the fuck up? Bad peasant. Make me come. Make me come. I am not going to come unless you make me come. Show me you're skilled enough to make your queen come, peasant. Make me. Oh, fuck. That fucking grunt. And that fucking groan. Oh, I need more of that. You feel that pain? I am gonna keep scratching your back until it bleeds if you do not make me come soon. Make me come. And I'll sink my teeth into you again while you come. Oh God, thinking about sinking my teeth into you again. Oh God, fuck, I'm coming. I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. Oh, fuck, your blood is so warm. But I don't know if it's hotter than your cum. Come in me. Do it while I'm still coming. Yes, I'm still fucking coming. It's like it won't stop. So fucking come. Now, peasant, come for your queen. Breed my royal womb. Yeah. Oh, God fucking yes. Fill up my gothic cunt. Come on, knock up this spooky bitch. God. Oh, bloody hell, sweet Jesus. Oh, God. I said to wreck me, but looking at your neck and shoulder, I wrecked you. Oh, God. I fucking needed that. Be right back. Come here. I'm going to clean up some of those cuts. No, I'm not going to take the fangs out. Wait. You thought the fangs were a gag? Bitch, they're real. I thought you knew that. I'm a vampire. Don't believe everything you hear. I can eat pizza, I can drink sangria, and no, I don't live off of blood. Look, I'm just like you. The only difference is that I need a fuckload more iron than you do. So I get iron transfusions. There are vampires all around you. Most get their teeth filed down, but I like mine. They scare people. And all the rumors about vampires draining people dry, well, that happens if there are no other food sources, or a vampire who's homeless. Though that's all changed because it was giving us a really bad name, so now all vampires can get free iron transfusions. No, it's not a well-known secret, but vampires know it, and we know where to go to get them. Yeah, I get really fucking severe anemia. I mean, I do not need blood, but it tastes fucking good. And it's made to, because long, long, long ago, before all these advances in science and technology, we needed to feast on animals and humans. Though humans don't really provide that much iron for us. Animals have a lot more. So it's not like we're all cannibals or something. That's pretty much the difference between you and me. Oh, and one more thing. No, you're not going to turn into a vampire because I bit you. That's not going to happen. But there is now a bond between us. So you're going to feel what I'm feeling. I'll feel what you're feeling. You will feel if I'm close by you. That kind of thing. And no, vampires do not bite people often because then there would be a lot of those kinds of bonds. And the only way to break it is to kill you. I don't just go around biting people. Only if I really like them. I didn't want to talk about feelings because then that would get in the way of all the sex. And I really, really, really needed to get fucked. And then we could just talk about feelings tomorrow. Now that you know you're not going to die, I'm going to go tape you up so that you don't bleed all over my sheets. Look, I'd still rather talk about that in the morning over breakfast and not while I'm providing wound care. And look, dating me is not going to be all about sexy biting and ordering you around like you're my vassal. It's not going to be just seeing slasher flicks and watching me get dressed up for the goth club. Which, by the way, you would be required to get gothed up and to go with me. So you're going to have to invest in a different wardrobe. Here, turn your head. I need to tape this. I'm also not going to be non-goth for your parents or friends or anything like that either. I am always going to be goth. Thick, as you coined it. Not just thick. Look at me. So you're going to find out that I'm still dealing with a lot of shit that doesn't make sense. And I don't need a hero to solve my problems either. Okay? Mwah. Nope. I just need someone to worship me for a change. I ask for so little. Just fear me. Love me. Do as I say, and I will be your queen. I know that's not the line, because I will never be your slave, peasant. Also, no one can fucking say it better than David Bowie, and I'm not even gonna try. And just so you know, no one can really truly be king. So if you do a good enough job, you might be a queen's consort. Can you deal with that for now? Good. Now I am fucking tired. And you need to be the big spoon. Can your question wait until breakfast? Mm-hmm. I said whoever I decide can use it. I might have a lady friend to share it with, or might request that you impale someone to death on it. But mostly, it's mine. You're not allowed to even use it unless I say so. Also, you are buying breakfast and Plan B. as you wish, Queen. Oh, that is horribly adorable. And I feel like Princess Buttercup. Say that every time we're going to bed.